How to Live on 24 Hours a Day by Arnold Bennett. Preface to this edition. This preface, though placed at the beginning, as a preface must be, should be read at the end of the book. I have received a large amount of correspondence concerning this small work, and many reviews of it, some of them nearly as long as the book itself, have been printed. But scarcely any of the comment has been adverse. Some people have objected to a frivolity of tone, but as the tone is not, in my opinion, at all frivolous, this objection did not impress me, and had no weightier approach been put forward, I might have almost been persuaded that the volume was flawless. A more serious stricture has, however, been offered, not in the press, but by sundry obviously sincere correspondents, and I must deal with it. A reference to page 43 will show that I anticipated and feared this disappropriation. The sentence against which protests have been made is as follows. In the majority of instances, he, the typical man, does not precisely feel a passion for his business. At best, he does not dislike it. He begins his business functions with some reluctance, as late he can, and he ends them with joy, as early as he can. And his engines, whilst he is engaged in business, are seldom at their full HP. I am assured in accents of unmistakable sincerity that there are many businessmen, not merely those in high positions or with fine prospects, but modest subordinates with no hope of ever being much better off, who do enjoy their business functions, who do not shirk them, who do not arrive at the office as late as possible and depart as early as possible, who, in a word, put the whole of their force into their day's work and are genuinely fatigued at the end thereof. I am ready to believe it. I do believe it. I know it. I always knew it. Both in London and in the provinces, it has been my lot to spend long years in subordinate situations of business. And the fact did not escape me that a certain proportion of my peers showed what amounted to be an honest passion for their duties, and that while engaged in those duties, they were really living to the fullest extent of which they were capable. But I remain convinced that these fortunate and happy individuals, happier perhaps than the guest, did not and do not constitute a majority or anything like a majority. I remain convinced that the majority of decent, average, conscientious men of business, men with aspirations and ideals, do not, as a rule, go home of a night genuinely tired. I remain convinced that they did not put as much but a little of themselves as they conscientiously can into the earning of a livelihood, and that their vocation bores rather than interests them. Nevertheless, I admit that the minority is of sufficient importance to merit attention, and that I ought not to have ignored it so completely as I do. The whole difficulty of that hard-working minority was put in a single colloquial sentence by one of my correspondents. He wrote, "I am just as keen as anyone on doing something to exceed my programme. Allow me to tell you that when I get home at 6:30 p.m., I am not anything like so fresh as you seem to imagine.